it's Allison Stanfield with Art Biz Coach, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. But first, I want to tell you about an opportunity that's coming up that you don't want to miss if you're a blogger. The Blog Triage Class, a class that I co-teach with Cynthia Morris just twice a year, is coming up right around the corner, and we accept only 30 students. So check it out if your blog is in need of a little bit of help. All of the information is at artbizcoach.com/BT, BT as in blog triage, .html. So today I want to talk to you about having help or getting help promoting your art events. You know, we'd all like for someone else to promote our events, to kind of help us spread the word. And what I want to talk to you today about is making it easier for them to do it. Because other people can help you promote your art events more effectively if you offer a stash of publicity resources for their use. Online media rooms on your site are a must-have, but you should also provide guidance for promoting specific exhibit openings, workshops, demonstrations, fundraisers, and performances. You must make it easy for others to promote you. When you want help spreading the word about your events, use this publicity checklist before asking for help. Links. There must be clear links to the event itself, as well as to the page with resources for promoting the event. Do not use your homepage link. Use the precise URL where the information can be found so that people don't have to click or spend time searching for it. Images. Include images of your art, of you with students, or of an event graphic, whatever best relates to the message or purpose of your event. Resize the image so that they're convenient for web use, say 200 to 400 pixels wide. And don't forget to provide credit lines for your artwork or for the photographer. Social media updates. Write 2 or 3 110-character blurbs that people can use on Twitter and Facebook. Again, they can just copy and paste it. You're making it easy for them. In addition to the 110-character blurbs, you also want to provide a couple of short paragraphs, say 250 characters each. These can be added to a blog post or a newsletter. Again, just copied and pasted. And then some people might want a longer media release that includes everything about your event in a single document. So provide that media release as well. Now here's some details to review. Spell all names correctly and double check the title of the event. You are responsible for the information that goes out and that's copied and pasted all over the internet. So be sure it's correct. Confirm that the venue location and directions are correct. It'd be awful to send people to the wrong place and wonder why they never showed up. And make sure that you provide the who, what, when, where, why, and how for any event. All of those questions should be answered before you ask people to help you promote it. And they'll all be in a single place. It could be a blog post, an events page on Facebook, or a page on your website. Just make sure you have a link that leads directly to the resources. No one should have to spend time guessing or searching for this information. Finally, remember these two things when asking for help promoting an event. Your chance of losing people increases with each step or each click that you ask them to take. And the more work you ask people to do on your behalf, the less likely they are to do it. For best results, do as much of the work as possible for them. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and I hope that you'll check out the blog triage class at artbizcoach.com/bt.html.